This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Top U.S. commander says that as the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill a gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. Marine General Frank McKenzie has been traveling through the Middle East over the past week and has fielded a persistent question from the military and political leaders he's seen. They want to know if the U.S. is still committed to their country and the region and what's more support they can get. McKenzie is the top U.S. military commander for the Middle East. He spoke Sunday to reporters traveling with them. Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors Sunday to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where clashes between police and Palestinian protesters helped trigger a war in Gaza. That's according to the Islamic Authority overseeing the site. The 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers came to a fragile halt Friday, but left behind immense ruin in Gaza, including hundreds of homes and that have been completely destroyed and many more that were badly damaged. With tensions still high, police cleared young Palestinians out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45, again, according to those who oversee the site. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and that more than 500 homes have been destroyed. The UN Children's Agency said Sunday that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo on Saturday night sent around 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across the nearby border into Rwanda, while another 25,000 others sought refuge to the northwest. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday that the United States strongly condemns Belarus for forcing a Ryanair flight carrying a wanted opposition activist, Roman Protasevich, from Greece to Lithuania to land in the Belarusian capital. Lithuania's president, Gitanas Nausėda, also called for sanctions against Belarus on Sunday if the country did not release the activist detained by the authorities after his flight was diverted. The Ryanair plane that he was on was forced to divert to Minsk in order for Belarus to detain him, drawing criticism from across Europe. Italian authorities are trying to determine what caused a cable car to plummet to the ground, resulting in at least 14 deaths. A young child was also hospitalized in serious condition with broken bones. Six of the dead were Israeli citizens, including a family of four who lived in Italy. And that's according to the Israeli Foreign Ministry. It was not clear if the other couple was related. The Stresa mayor said it appeared that the cable broke, sending the car careening until it hit a pylon and then fell to the ground. Nearly 5 months after being deployed to the U.S. Capitol to help quell the January 6th insurrection there, National Guard troops were set to leave and turn over security of the area to the Capitol Police. Guard troops, their mission ending Sunday, were expected to be leaving on Monday. That's according to a person familiar with the plan, talking to the Associated Press. The person was not authorized to discuss the plan and requested anonymity. Pentagon announced earlier in the week that an extension of the Guard presence of more than 2,100 troops had not, in fact, been requested. The United States on Sunday announced visa restrictions on Ethiopian and Eritrean officials accused of fueling the six-month-old war in Ethiopia's Tigray region, saying those involved had taken no meaningful steps to end the hostilities. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the people in Tigray continue to suffer human rights violations, abuses, and atrocities, and urgently needed humanitarian relief. And it's being blocked by the Ethiopian and Eritrean militaries, as well as other armed actors. Blinken also announced wide-ranging restrictions on economic and security assistance to Ethiopia, adding that the U.S. would continue humanitarian aid in areas like food, health, and education. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.